What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1094. In this episode, I'll discuss a case report on the management of intrathecal baclofen withdrawal. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1094. And now, on to the episode. Managing a patient who is experiencing withdrawal from intrathecal baclofen can be incredibly challenging, especially if resuming the intrathecal baclofen is not an immediate option. A group of authors recently published in American Journal of Health System Pharmacy a case report on the use of dantrolene and cyproheptadine as salvage therapy for severe intrathecal baclofen withdrawal. The case is that of a 51-year-old male with a suspected intrathecal baclofen pump infection that necessitated the removal of the pump without immediate reimplantation. The patient had an over 25-year history of the use of the baclofen pump to treat spasticity from an old spinal cord injury. Less than 24 hours after pump removal, the patient began to experience spasticity. This was treated with benzos. However, it continued to worsen and was followed by labile hemodynamics and tachycardia. Due to this, the patient was transferred to the ICU. The patient was intubated and treated with continuous infusions of midazolam and propofol. The patient developed supraventricular tachycardia and hypotension, which required a norepinephrine infusion. He became hyperthermic despite surface cooling and acetaminophen with a max temp of just under 40 degrees Celsius. A toxicologist was consulted who recommended dantrolene, a milligram per kilogram IV every 4 hours for 7 doses for a total of 24 hours of therapy, and enteral cyproheptadine, 8 milligrams every 6 hours. Enteral baclofen was also given at a dose of 40 milligrams every 6 hours. Over the next 4 days, the patient's condition improved, midazolam and propofol were weaned off, and by the 5th day, cyproheptadine was also discontinued. The authors concluded intrathecal baclofen withdrawal can be a life-threatening situation, and prompt and aggressive management is prudent to optimize outcomes for patients at high risk for intrathecal baclofen withdrawal syndrome. In our patient, despite enteral baclofen and high-dose IV GABA agents, the patient's symptoms persisted. High-dose IV dantrolene and enteral cyproheptadine appeared to be well-tolerated and improved our patient's clinical status. A pharmacist may only encounter this clinical problem once in a career, but having the knowledge of these potential therapies can ensure they're started promptly to give the best chance of a successful outcome. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.